Stephen Farry, the Minister for Dell, finally came to the Assembly today to put before members of the Assembly his stance on the future of Stormillis College and the merger with Queen's University. He's unambiguous about this. He stood rock solid behind the chairman of the Board of Governors' position on the finances and the latest report from the auditors. Effectively, he said, yes, there is a sizable deficit anticipated in the running costs of the college in the next 3 years, and he confirmed the figure according to the business plan in terms of the money needed to be remedial in terms of maintenance, etc., within the college, something of a deficit of £9 million. So, where does the Board of Governors chairman stand tonight against the backdrop of what Mr. Farry said today when he conceded there is no political will for this merger right now between Stormillis College and the university?
First of all, Eamon, I think it's important that we talk about the wonderful tradition of Stormillis and the exceptional work of the staff. Now, that being said, the Assembly today clearly accepted that Stormillis were in a very difficult financial position. The external auditors came in and actually found our figures worse than what we had projected. We will have a £2 million deficit over the next 3 years. And it's very difficult to find a way of how we cope with that. Now, at the heart of this issue is not Stormillis the institution, but the 185 people that work at Stormillis University College. They have an uncertain future. Our principal summed it up beautifully last week. She said, as a professional, I can say to you, we can offer you no longer any certainty. The merger with Queen's University offers you total certainty. And that is the dilemma. And I would hope that the politicians have a degree of sensitivity and commitment to our staff. They can either vote to give them P45s, because we will have to make job offers, take job away, or they can give job security. And I hope they do have that compassion.
Well, Mr. Farry is very specific. He said the choice is the choice of the politicians. He said it is a bleak situation, but he said the resolution in the short term rests in your hands as a Board of Governors within Stormillis College. Is that a fair summary, though?
Well, if he's going to put no more money in, then that is the fair summary. We have to deal with it. And we're not quite sure how we'll deal with it at this moment in time. I mean, it is inevitable that there will be some job losses. How many? We do not know. But the tragedy is there needn't be any job losses. Queen's are providing 3 years job security, 4 years salary security. The choice is almost a no-brainer.
And yet, what the minister has done now is he set up two studies, one to examine the overall financial structures for teacher training over the next years right across Northern Ireland, and then examining the whole principle of a shared education system here in Northern Ireland. Is this just a question of pushing the problems further down the pipe?
Well, all of us that actually work in teacher education know that it is highly subsidised. And that's the message the minister was getting over today. He can't put more money in because it's already oversubsidised. It doesn't offer value for money. And he's right. And in fact, I thought he was actually a bit gentle on the point that he was actually making. So putting more money in just brings a problem on to next year or the year after. We have to deal with it now. And the only way that Stormillis can deal with that is through merger. And that merger should go through to 2012. And if our staff, and they're working on the final deal at this moment in time, and I don't want to put any pressure on either way, if they vote for merger and for the package, we will lobby and we will campaign to get that for 2012. And we'll put the politicians on the spotlight. Because they can be very kind to our staff and do the right thing, or else they can be very unsympathetic and do the wrong thing.
The minister stood behind you, Mr. Costello. He stood behind your figures. There have been calls for your resignation because you spoke to me, because you went public. Have you any intention of vacating the seat?
Not at all. Wouldn't dream of it.
Stephen Costello, thank you very much indeed. Now, there's the man in the chair. He's the man who told you over the last 2 weeks how bad the financial situation was in Stormillis College. He warned of the need for this merger. He's resolute. He's unchanging. The minister says he has no money. Deadlock. Deadlock.